that I loved to do back in the day. So this circle and triangle opened up a whole new idea, a new theory about truly what my problem could be about. I say could be about because there's three types of individuals that hang out with us. We're going to talk about it a little further on into step one, but there's three types. But there's a type that suffers from a threefold disease, body, mind, and spirit. So those three pieces, those three quadrants, or those three thirds in that circle represent a threefold disease. And the circle around those three pieces makes it a whole. So I have one entity that's made up of three things. So on the outside of that circle and triangle, which hopefully you've drawn by now, on the left side of that, I'd like you to write the word body, B-O-D-Y. On the bottom third, outside that circle and triangle, write the word mind, M-I-N-D. And next to the third, other third of that circle and triangle, write the word spirit. And when Alton gave that to me the very first time I went through the process of recovery and said, it's very possible you suffer from a threefold disease, Mike. In your body, you're sick. In your mind, you're sick. And in your spirit, there's a malady. We'll talk about that later. Mike D. Stuff hooked up with that malady, illness type deal. But threefold disease, body, mind, and spirit. That's why you've never been able to stop and stay stopped. That was presented to me, staying stopped. I never thought of it as that. I always thought of it as stop. Everything would be all right. Never looked at it that I didn't have the power to stay stopped. And he said, if you suffer from a threefold disease, you have only one solution. And one way that you must begin to live life and implore God and petition God to reveal to you how to live that way. So it opened me up to something I had never known before, had never presented itself. All those treatment programs, all those therapists, all those counselors, nobody ever presented a threefold disease to me. And if you began to break it down, it made a lot of sense. We're going to break it down in the first four chapters of the big book, step one. So he told me, okay, so that left third deals with your body. And in order to recover, you have to take your body to unity. So along the line within the circle and triangle, write the word unity. And under body, write to fellowship with people. I'm going to explain that. So I take my body to unity, to fellowship with people. I take that a little bit further. I say like-minded people. When I go to a meeting, I look, I'm kind of prejudiced and kind of spoiled. I look for like-minded people because as I talked about earlier in the workshop, everybody that's in a meeting is not of the real variety, real alcoholic, real addict. This is what this circle and triangle maps out for you. Those that are in the club, they suffer from a threefold disease. Their only solution is God and a spiritual way of life. So I've lived my life in a manner that I look for and connect with those people on another level, spirit world level. We'll talk about that. When I go to meetings anywhere in the world, and we can spot each other. So I take my body, which is the physical part of the disease, which we'll talk about in the first 23 pages of this book. I take it to fellowship with people that's going to meetings, that's being in workshops, that's going to conventions, that's having commitments in meetings. I treat my body by just showing up at a meeting. I treat my body by holding commitments in a meeting, secretary, GSR, H&I person, treasurer, coffee person, setup person, coffee, tea person. You guys got tea people over there, tea and biscuits and stuff. I'm treating my body by doing that. Whenever I'm a lot around people in recovery going to a function, then we have the mind at the bottom third of that circle and triangle, in that space under that line, right, recovery. So you have mind under that, you have recovery inside the circle, and next to mind, you want to write the obsessions of the mind, obsessions of, then you already have mind to the recovery process. Obsessions of the mind to the recovery process. If you have a workbook, you see that it's mapped out for you, everything that I'm talking about. So you take the body to the fellowship, you take the mind to the recovery process, and then you take the spirit, which is the third piece inside that triangle. You write the word inside the circle and triangle, you write the word service. And next to the word spirit, you write awakened spirit. Awakened spirit to carrying the message. Awakened spirit to carrying the message. Thus, if you have those three deals and you use those three forms of treatment, you can recover, meaning go to meetings, be in the recovery process that's outlined in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and you carry your spirit, and after a while you'll begin to wake up because you'll begin to buy into a new idea and a new theory, and you'll begin to carry that message. You're treating your spirit. So body to fellowship, mind to recovery, spirit to carrying the message. You know, I don't know about you guys. I'm sitting here and I'm on my cell phone because my iPad wanted to act a fool this morning. And I keep getting these Happy Father's Day, Mike, or Mike D. I don't know where you're at with your life, but I'm truly blessed. I'm truly blessed. I don't take anything for granted today. My life is a blessing for me to continue to have movement and thought and breathing and all the other stuff that comes along with it, the external thought things, I am truly blessed. So, and it's a result of this recovery process and me buying in and becoming willing to do some work. There's another one. To do some work. Or to let the work work me. I found out that I have to let the 12 steps work me. Each step, I have to let it work me. I cannot balk. I cannot fight. I have to have the experience. And it started from this title page. So we have a threefold disease, body, mind, and spirit. We have three ways in which to treat this disease. I take my body to the fellowship with people. I take the obsessions of my mind to the recovery process. And I take my awakened spirit to carrying the message. That circle around those three parts of the disease or three parts of service, which is the legacy of Cocaine Anonymous, the three legacies or the three legacies of Alcoholics Anonymous is unity, recovery, and service. So anytime you hear anybody talk about the three legacies, that's what they're talking about. Unity, recovery, and service. So on top of that circle and triangle, under fourth edition, I would presume that you have, I'd like you to write, circle means one day I will be whole. One day I will be whole. W-H-O-L-D. And in parentheses next to it, write, done in equal parts. Close your parentheses. Done in equal parts. And I'm going to explain that. And what that means, for sake of time, it means that I can't go to meetings and not be in the recovery process and not carry the message and expect to recover. I can't be in the recovery. I can't go to meeting. I can't carry the message, not go to meetings and be in the recovery process and expect to recover. I have to do all three parts equally, meaning I have to go to meetings to fellowship with people. I have to be in the recovery process, and after I finish steps 1 through 9, I learn how to live in steps 10, 11, and 12, which is about spirit world living. And then I carry the message of recovery. And the message of recovery is very simple. You can recover. There's a way out. Thus, treating each one of those parts, doing each one of those three things, I get to recover like thousands of men and women before me. They also give me 36 spiritual principles, 12 for each part of this circle and triangle. So somewhere along the margin in your book, and on that title page, write 36 principles, a design for living. 36 principles, a design for living. And underneath, body to fellowship with people, write the 12 traditions. Under body to fellowship with people, on the outside of your circle and triangle, write the the 12 traditions. Those are the 12 spiritual principles that go with the body. That's what you hear just about in every meeting that you attend, the 12 traditions. That's about the body. That's about keeping Cocaine Anonymous together. Underneath obsessions of the mind to the recovery process, write the 12 steps. That's the 12 spiritual principles that go with the mind. And then under awakened spirit to carrying the message, write the 12 concepts of service. There's a concept of service manual that AA has. Cocaine Anonymous doesn't have one, but Alcoholics Anonymous has one. The 12 concepts of service that are used by Cocaine Anonymous also. And it tells you and shows you what service is about. I would implore you to get a hold of one from a central office or possibly order one online just to see what being of service in Cocaine Anonymous is about. Thus, you have that title page mapped out for you. They give you a promise in that first line, have recovered, letting you know that you can recover. You don't have to be recovering for the rest of your life. Then, unfortunately, they took the circle and triangle out, but you've drawn your own circle and triangle. And inside that circle and triangle, you have the three legacies of Cocaine Anonymous: unity, recovery, and service, which is in representation of a threefold disease and how to treat each part of that disease. A disease in the body, a disease in the mind, and a disease in the spirit. And in order for you to recover, because if you buy in, that means you have a disease that's threefold in nature. It's physical, it's mental, and it's spiritual. And in order for you to recover, you have to treat each part. So if you're with us this morning and you're fucking around, it's probably because you might be a real one and you ain't doing this. And you haven't taken the time to find out if you're a real one. How do you find out if you're a real one, Mike? You find out by doing or moving through the first step, step one, with somebody that's capable and properly armed with facts about themselves that can move you through the first step in competency. Body, mind, and spirit. You treat the body with unity, fellowshipping with people. You treat the mind by going to the recovery process. That's anytime you go through a piece of work, and once you finish 1 through 9, you begin to stay in willingness of learning how to live in God's world. I like to say, you begin to hang out with God. You learn how to hang out with God. And then your spirit, you treat your spirit by carrying the message, not carrying the mess. So when you go to meetings, you don't talk about the dog got fleas and the cat won't bark and I can't pay my rent and the old lady left me. You give hope. You let somebody know you was down and out and destitute, and you sat in a meeting and you heard a message that caught your attention and held your attention. I don't know if you like me, when I met Heron, Heron caught my attention and held my attention for 20 plus odd years. That was first and primary. Anything else you had? Yeah, I might hang out. But there came a time when I would abandon that and I'd go to that which I love the effect produced by. That's why I'm still here 33 years later. I love the effect produced by the recovery process and hanging out with God. And the promise that was given to me is that if I do these three things, I can recover and I can live life on a spiritual basis, guided by 36 spiritual principles. The 12 traditions that treat my body, the 12 steps that treat my mind, and the 12 concepts of service that treat my spirit. And I'll look up one day, I'll be a whole person I wouldn't use if I could. As the 10th step says, I recall from it like a hot flame, where I used to go to it willingly. Powerful stuff, man. And ladies, powerful stuff. So, circle means one. The process of recovery mapped out on this title page and the first promise that I can recover like thousands of men and women before me. Thank you this morning for hanging out and allowing me to be of service. We have some business to talk about first, and then if anybody's got any questions, they can ask them. But I need to either, I need to ask you guys if you would like to combine this workshop with Monday's Liverpool workshop, which is what I was thinking, because to be quite honest with you, I overextended myself. I got a bunch of other stuff going on in my life. We just talked about being a whole person. My life is very much whole today. Been that way for a very long time. And I sort of, on a certain level, overextended myself for Sundays. So I wanted to ask and bring it to the group. And David, I need you to get on with me so we can get some feedback as to move this to Monday, which I just started a workshop in Liverpool. Same workshop, process recovery workshop. It's at 10 a.m. on Monday mornings. They're not that far ahead of you. They're a little bit ahead of you, but not that far. We can work out the particulars with that. So either that, or I could do Tuesday morning or Friday morning. But I would prefer that if you guys would, how many people are on this workshop this morning, David?
We've got about 25.
Okay, so this workshop is holding up. The other workshop is dropped down to about 12, 13 people. And what happens as a result of experience with doing this, people hang out for the first couple of sessions, and then they start cutting out because everything else becomes more important. What was given to me my very first time through the work and working with Brother Alton, that if I made my recovery first and primary and cultivating a relationship with God, which is what the 12 steps puts me on a path to do, everything else in my life would straighten out. That's exactly what happened for me. So want to put it to the group. What's your guys' thoughts? What would you like to do?
That will be 6 o'clock, yeah, our time. 10 yours. 10, 11, 12. No, is it?
Yeah, Monday. So we'd be, if we did the Monday one, it would be 6 p.m. until
7 p.m.
The UK time, that is.
I'm fine with that.
Can hear you.
So, should we just start off with one? Let's start with one thing. I mean, if you use like the raised hand type thing, maybe if you're okay with that, should we do that and see how many people are? Is that you're right with it?
For the Monday?
Yeah.
I would prefer the Monday. That way, I could combine the two workshops to once a week. And I would catch you guys up so we could meet again next Sunday. And tomorrow I would just review with the Monday workshop. And next week I would catch you guys up to them, because the only thing that we need to do here is the table of contents and a little bit in the preface. And they're on the doctor's opinion, beginning the doctor's opinion. I would pick up with both of you guys the next Monday with the doctor's opinion, which would be so today is the 21st. Tomorrow I'd work with them the 22nd and just review with them. Next Sunday, I would catch you guys up with the title, table of contents and the preface, a little bit in the preface. And then the 29th, I would start with on that Monday with the doctor's opinion, and you guys would be exactly where they are. And then we would go every Monday after that at 10 a.m. How's that work okay for everybody?
So we'll be using the same meeting cord, or will we need a new cord, their cord?
No, we'll have to use theirs, but we'll get it out to everybody.
Yeah, I suppose, ID and password and all that. And basically, their format is the same. Open up, do 3 minutes of meditation. David can coordinate with the secretary of that meeting to see if you want to integrate formats. And I would suggest that. That's some of what you have in your format. You integrate with some of what they have in theirs. That means you eliminate one or two things. They would eliminate one or two things. And you come to an agreement in a democratic way and group conscience way with the two secretaries communicating to put a format together for that meeting on Monday mornings at 10 a.m.
The meeting at Monday morning at 10 a.m. What time will be in Portugal? And does anybody know?
6 p.m.
I think it's the same. I think it's the same time as UK time.
6 p.m. Thank you.
Okay. So there's a few more people have put their hands up than haven't. So I guess we'll have to speak to them, and we'll still have to be able to record the meetings. So anybody that's not able to attend will still be able to keep up with it. So is that the way? Yeah, I guess that's going to be the way that we'll. It looks like that's
Dave.
And it would only be our commitment. Out of your day on Monday nights, that's all.
Okay. Dean, did you want to say something?
Yeah, personally, I won't be able to do it because I facilitate a meeting on the Monday evening. So, the reason why we've done it 5 here is so because we have a meeting afterward, and if it's going 6 till 7, I can't do it. You know, which I'm a bit gutted about.
Well, maybe we can talk about that anyway, Damon. We might be able to find someone to you know, I think I was talking to you about, you know, if someone can take over that Monday commitment, maybe swap over. Yeah, we might be able to find some way of doing it.
Can we not go half an hour earlier or something?
See, because on Monday, if we're going 6 till 7, if people are attending, like the Liverpool one, 6 till 7, then it could kind of dwindle the numbers for the meeting on the Monday in Devon and Cornwall. But I suppose that's personal choice, isn't it, really?
Well, I have a suggestion. Well, I'm not a suggestion guy, so it's not a suggestion. It's a direction. You can do it if you want. I'd pray about it and ask God, what does he want me to do?
Okay.
And then I'd follow my first thought. If it comes to do the workshop, I'd do the workshop. If it comes to do the meeting, I'd do the meeting. But meetings will be there forever. This workshop won't.
Okay. No, fair enough. I'll do that.
And this workshop is not about me. This workshop is about passing on information that's about a recreation of life. And you probably could get it somewhere else down the line, but why not get it now? I've had to give up commitments to commit to stuff that was about my personal recovery and meeting with sponsors. So okay. I'd say pray about it and see what God tells you to do.
Okay. All right, I'll do that.
All right.
To be honest with you, I think I've got the answer. I'll get someone else to do the service. It'd be cool.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Cool.
Okay. What about the option of starting 30 minutes earlier, Mike? Is that something that could be considered?
On Sundays?
No, on a Monday.
30 minutes earlier, 5:30?
5:30 to 6:30.
Yeah, I could talk to them tomorrow and see what they say.
Who's is it, Francis facilitating?
Yeah, Francis. Yeah, why don't you call Francis and talk to Francis and see what he said.
Okay, I'll have a chat with him tomorrow.
We've got Francis.
I'll bring it up again tomorrow when I do their workshop, but I'll let them know that you guys are aligned with hooking up with them Monday mornings for me, Monday evenings for you. And yeah, David, you can talk with Francis and see what you all can work out.
Okay. So what it seems like now then is that we'll meet again next Sunday, same time.
Next Sunday, same time.
But then we'll also meet on the Monday as well. So next week we'll be doing the guys on here should be doing Sunday and Monday.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. So by next Sunday you'll have all the information, won't you, about the time?
Yeah. We'll know by next Sunday.
Next Sunday we'll meet on this. Yeah, and then Monday.
And then the day after we'll meet on the Monday. Okay, so just for guys to kind of pencil in. All right then. Okay.
Exactly.
Great.
Anybody else want to ask? Sorry, who?
Nope.
Anyone else?
Are they still going to be recorded?
Yeah, we'll work it out with the other guys and get them recorded. Yeah.
They won't have a problem with that.
Good stuff. Thank you.
Okay. All right then. So, just a couple of things to finish off. Then we just got. I'll stick the tradition 7 reminds us. Although I've lost it. Tradition 7 reminds us that we ought to be fully self-supporting. So any donations that any of you can make will go to the local Devon and Cornwall district. They'll go to the UK area and they'll go to the World Service Office. And here it is. You can take a screenshot if you want. So if you're in a position to donate directly to our district bank account, and in adherence to the 7th tradition, donations are restricted to addicts and alcoholics. So the next Devon and Cornwall CA meeting is at 7 p.m. this evening, using the same ID and password. So if you want to join that, you, you're more than welcome to do. Do so. I'd like to thank Mike and everyone for participating tonight. We'll pick up where we left off next Sunday, and we'll clarify everything for, you know, for the Mondays next week. And Mike, can I ask you to close the meeting with a serenity prayer, please?
Yeah, after a moment of silence for the addict and alcoholic that still suffers in and out of these rooms, and for yourselves, that you have a great week. Stay anchored, review whatever we've covered. Talk to another recovering addict or alcoholic. Mona, silence. Serenity prayer.
God.
Grant me serenity.
Grant me serenity. To accept things I cannot change.
The courage to change things I can.
And the wisdom to do not difference.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.